Christ agree gach dinna smuini norm, Christ a male gach dinna a laurin lum, Christ a soul gach dinna echenorm, Christ a glues gach dinna eishten lum. Christ in the heart of everyone who thinks of me, Christ in the mouth of everyone who speaks of me, Christ in the eye of everyone that sees me, Christ in every ear that hears me. Welcome again as we mark the fifth Sunday of Lent, moving rapidly closer to Easter Holy Week. Just 1 week to go. It's also, as you need no reminder, the Solemnity of St. Patrick, which takes precedence even over the Sunday celebrations in liturgical terms. Bishop Fintan Monaghan of Killaloe Diocese is here again to share some thoughts on that as part of this Lenten series with Scariff Bay Community Radio. Today, the feast of our national patron, Lá Éile Pádraic, is a day to celebrate so much. It's a great day in which we celebrate what it means to be Irish and what it means to have the Christian faith. It doesn't matter whether you're at home or abroad, the feast of St. Patrick is observed with delight and celebration. Lá mór chéileoire atá agan inniu, Somalia, agus again. There was a feature on the radio recently from Washington, D.C. about the annual tradition of the St. Patrick's Day celebration between the President of the United States and the Taoiseach, the annual presentation of the Bowl of Shamrock. One of the points the programme made was that no other country in the world had that annual tradition of the regular meeting between the President of the United States and the Head of State. Jinnan muj kelura anu ar chultur agus airocht na héireann, an creidh, ceol, rinca, auraniocht, filiocht, tanga, choma le cluifí gaelacha, pel amaniocht agus liroid láve. St. Patrick's Day has become synonymous in recent years, apart from parades with various sporting events, be it Gaelic games or the ever-growing interest in the exploits of our national rugby team. Of course, one of the main reasons we mark this occasion is to celebrate the man who brought the treasure of the Christian faith to our land way back in the 5th century, St. Patrick himself. Cuivnín muid ar níomh pádraic, agus guíonn muid chuige, agus tugann muid ómós cuí dó. In the Irish tradition, Patrick is not so much known as St. Patrick, but Pádraic mór na hÉireann, the great Patrick, his greatness in bringing us the treasure of the faith. Go duga Pádraic mór na hÉireann a bhanach dúin ar an lá fíor speisialta seo. We are lucky to have in both the precious documents the Confession of St. Patrick and his letter to Caroticus, a window or insight into his faith and spirituality. Creidhivag spiridaltach níf páraks na kápeshi arsa banihe sin. In the early stages of the Confessions, we get a window into the zeal and the inspirational energy of the man. The love of God and his fear grew in me more and more, as did the faith, and my soul was roused so that in a single day I have said as many as 100 prayers, and in the night nearly the same. I prayed in the woods and on the mountain, even before dawn. I felt no hurt from the snow or ice or rain. In these two documents, we capture a sense of his love for and phenomenal faith in Jesus Christ, creidh in Iesu Christ. We get a sense of his love for the expression of God as Trinity, and of course the symbol of the shamrock is used so often to explain the deep mystery of the way God relates to us. Rún Jeevar na Trinoja, Chalach an Hra a Lerudun Trijanahar, Mach Agaspird Naive. The Trinity, of course, is very much at the heart of our faith, the biblical expression of God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I often think in relation to devotion to the Trinity, while it is somehow easy to relate to the Father in heaven and Jesus, the human being who lived among us, but trying to visualize the presence of the Holy Spirit, it needs considerable imagination and openness to the presence in power and inspiration by way of the fruits and the gifts. In the two letters of St. Patrick referred to earlier, we also get a great insight into his huge dedication to personal prayer, penance, his humility, awareness of his own sinfulness, throwing himself totally at the mercy of God. Gui parsanta, uri schlacht, ahri, trokera jay. The fact that St. Patrick since spent so much of his time in Croagh-Patrick, Maumain and other ancient religious locations in our beautiful country, it shows his deep love of nature and it being a reflection on the beauty and love of God. Dúlra agus áilleacht na hÉireann mar mhacála ar dhia. The work and mission of St. Patrick here gives us an indication of the importance of the centrality of sharing, celebrating and spreading the faith, not only in Ireland, but to the ends of the world. Críobh scaoileadh an tuiscéal agus an creide luachmhar Chrístúil. Even though we claim him as our own, an honorary Gael or Irishman, we remind ourselves that Patrick was a missionary to us here in Ireland, consumed with a zeal for spreading the faith. His courage and adventure is well recorded in the confession text. I saw a man coming, as it were, from Ireland. His name was Victoricus, and he carried many letters, and he gave me one of them. I read the heading, The Voice of the Irish. As I began the letter, I imagined in that moment that I heard the voice of those very people who were near the wood of Focolt, and besides the Western Sea, and they cried out, as with one voice, we appeal to you, holy servant boy, to come and walk among us. The beautiful prayer of St. Patrick's breastplate, Christ Lum, Christ Rome, a beautiful Christocentric prayer, Lúrach Nív Páirc, it gives a great sense of St. Patrick's closeness to and devotion to Jesus Christ. I arise today through a mighty strength, the invocation of the Trinity, through belief in the threeness, through confession of the oneness of the Creator of creation. I arise today through God's strength to pilot me, God's might to uphold me, God's wisdom to guide me, God's eye to look before me, God's ear to hear me, God's word to speak for me, God's hand to guard me, God's shield to protect me, God's host to save me from snares of the devil, from temptation of vices, from everyone who shall wish me ill, afar and near. Christ with me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ in me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ on my right, Christ on my left, Christ when I lie down, Christ when I sit down, Christ when I arise, Christ in the heart of every man who thinks of me, Christ in the mouth of everyone who speaks of me, Christ in every eye that sees me, Christ in every ear that hears me. Today, then, is a day to celebrate that distinct spirituality of St. Patrick. It is also a day that we remember our emigrants away from home. Cuivnín muid ar osú de thar joriocht ar fud na crinne, and may God continue to keep them safe and always to be proud and happy to be part of what makes it special to be Irish, especially the wonderful Christian faith that St. Patrick brought to us so many centuries ago. I enjoy the work of the scholar Malcolm Guite. He's an Anglican pastor and a prolific writer with a great interest and expertise in literature, and more than a passing interest in the saints of the Irish tradition. He composed a recent work entitled A Sonnet for St. Patrick, and it runs, 6 years a slave, and then you slipped the yoke, till Christ recalled you through your captor's cries. Patrick, you had the courage to turn back with open love for your old enemies, serving them now in Christ, not in their chains, bringing the freedom he gave you to share. You heard the voice of Ireland in your veins. Her passion and compassion burned like fire. Now you rejoice amidst the three in one, refreshed in love and blessing all you knew. Look back on us and bless us, Ireland's son, and plant the staff of prayer in all we do. A gospel seed that flowers in belief, a greening glory coming into leaf. I take this opportunity to wish you a most enjoyable day, a hearty celebration of an outstanding holiday weekend. Banachtí na féile páirc oraibh, agus go mearmid beo le cúna dé an tam seo ríocht. May the Lord bless us and keep us. May the Lord make his face to shine upon us and be gracious to us. May the Lord lift up his face on us and grant us his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.